Hello, everyone. Welcome to our podcast, Two New Yorkers, A Thousand Opinions. My name is Pasquale Cardone, and my ingenious co-host is Evelyn Calleja. Hi, Evelyn.
Hello, how are you? Hello.
Good to see you.
It's good to see you. A nice intro as usual. Thank you so much. Hello, listeners. Another week.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
What are we up to? How many weeks is this?
Well, this is episode 20.
Yeah.
Since we started in January.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah, I know.
Where does the time go?
I have no idea.
It just flies. Well, this is dropping on May 15th. I'm so excited because it's May. Well, it was May last week, but it's getting to be warmer now, the middle of May.
So is your weather behaving?
You know, as we're taping this today, it's a little on the chilly side, a little on the rainy side, but we've started to get some warm weather. The other day was like 80. So it's getting there. You know, it's peeking out its head, the sun, every now and then. So we're getting excited about it. You know, more weeks. Memorial weekend, so then it's June.
I know, and then you're going to be in summer soon.
And I have my oil, I'll be laying out.
You're hysterical. You still use oil?
Well, you know, but that's hard to find. Not regular baby oil, but like I use the Hawaiian Tropics, but now I can't find it without a SU, what is it, the sunscreen. So I get the lowest, like 15, I think. So anyway, I guess it's not bad. I should use it at my age, but you know.
Of course you should. You don't want to start with the skin cancer.
I know, but I've made it this far at my age.
But you know what? The ozone layer is getting thinner and thinner.
I know. And I do like to bake. So anyway, I do have my sunscreen on now. You know,
good.
I bought it for the summer. So it's sunscreen. So all right. Anyway, so this is going to be dropping May 15th, Wednesday. I have three things to discuss, and then we can go from there.
Okay.
You might like this one. You were brought up with this. It's National Nylon Stocking Day.
Awesome.
Yeah. No clue on when it started, but the nylon started in 1939. When I say no clue, they don't know about the date that this came about, May 15th. But in 1939, DuPont started them. They used to sell 4 million a day. On stockings,
yeah. Well, I never really wore stockings. I wore pantyhose. That's more my generation.
Yeah, but I thought your mother might have worn nylon.
Of course, yeah.
Right. So for your generation, you were more pantyhose.
My generation being your generation, let's make this very clear. I'm not that much older than you are.
Don, why do you listen to what I say? I mean, I didn't purchase those though, even pantyhose.
But I take it back. I might have worn stockings when I was very young.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember having those
garters. Wouldn't they have the garters?
I did have the clip-on garters. So if I had that, I must have worn stockings. Yeah.
I remember my mom doing that. I mean, she was an older generation, but I remember her with the little garters and the nylons. You know, I was a little kid. But I didn't want to put them on me, so I was good at that age.
Thank God. We'd be having a totally different conversation these days, my friend.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. I just didn't do it for me.
Okay, good. Right, so make it very clear. We're not judging anybody.
No, we don't judge. We just talk about you. Okay, so the next one is the National Chocolate Chip Day. You don't like
the chocolate.
I got to get you something else. All right. National Chocolate Chip Day, 1939. This makes me hysterical. Okay. So Ruth Graves of Whitman, Massachusetts, she arbitrarily just added chocolate to the batter and poof, they became chocolate chip cookies.
Interesting.
Isn't that something? But you know what she received, which I thought in this day and age, nobody would want that. She received a lifetime of chocolate.
Oy vey.
I want the cash. Show me the money.
Yeah, me too. They would have saved a lot of money with me.
I mean, but who wants a lifetime of chocolate?
Nobody wants that.
But that was in 1937.
There are people who would argue, you know.
But in 1937, how much is a lifetime? Do I get it every day? Do I get it for my family or just me? One bar? Yeah. I don't know.
You'd have to ask. What chocolate company?
Toll House. It was the Toll House chocolate chip cookies. Toll House. You know the Toll House?
Yeah, but is
Yeah.
that was that the company that
That's the
made the
company.
chocolate?
Yep. That was the Toll House because they named the inn the Toll House Inn. So it was the Toll House Company. But I just think what a riot in those days. You know, I'll give you a lifetime, you know, versus the cash. People wouldn't
That's
do that today.
true.
You know what I mean? You want the money. All right. So this is the one I would hope you would like. It's National Bring Flowers to Someone. And no, you can't
Yeah.
give them to somebody. So give them to the production department. At least they're in the house. Okay.
Well, I don't get flowers from someone.
Well,
He
let him
rarely gives me flowers,
really.
although he knows I love tulips. Yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully he's listening to this.
Well, you know, he has to do whatever he has to do with it. So let's
I know.
criticize that.
Let's hopefully he'll hear it.
I don't say that he never gave me flowers. He has sometimes given me flowers, but it is not anything, you know, that's not predictable.
Right. No, I get it. I get it. So anyway, do you know that 2,000 years ago, 200,000 years ago, in the Neanderthal period, that
Yeah.
they found flowers in a burial site? So, you
Really?
know how we give flowers in a burial? So they're saying that it's been done before. 200,000 years ago, they found flowers. I don't think real flowers. I guess it's embedded or something, you know, right?
Well, I'm
On
sure
top of
they could figure out what it
that
was,
they were
but
flowers.
a dried, yeah.
So anyway, that was kind of interesting. All right. So what else?
This week it's Norwegian Phrase Week. And
Yes.
so last week we did the Italian phrase for nitpick, which was, let's see what I have it.
Oh, for the Italian saying, yes, I. You
Yeah.
remember what that was?
Well, I wrote it down, but I didn't write it on here. Sorry.
I don't have the paper with me. So, what is it for Norwegian?
Lisa's bickety.
Oh gosh, who started this?
I don't know, you did. So let's
What is it?
hear the person say it. I think it's a woman.
Lisa's bickety.
Well, it sounds like please spaghetti.
Lisa's bickety. One
What
more
is spaghetti?
time.
What?
Lisa's bickety.
I swear it sounds like spaghetti.
Well,
Please.
she said Lisa's bickety.
Lisa spaghetti.
Pickeri, picketti.
Spaghetti.
That means to nitpick or to find fault.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you for that. We appreciate it. So after that one, I need some Sandra wisdom.
Oh yeah, we always need Sandra
Gotta
early
get
in
this.
the show.
So here we go. Happiness is found not in the pursuit of perfection, but in embracing imperfection with grace. What?
Lovely.
You got that one? Or you're better than I am. So
Yeah.
forgiveness, oh no, happiness is found not in the pursuit of perfection. So what does that mean? Happiness is found not in the pursuit of perfection. You don't find happiness in perfection, but in
Well, not
embracing.
necessarily, yeah.
Embracing imperfection with grace. So if somebody screws up, you embrace them.
No, but nobody's perfect. So it's finding the grace in those imperfections. Like I might have a tick, you might find endearing, and that makes you happy.
When you shake your head, you twitch, what?
No.
You said
You
a
know, like
tick.
when you really care for someone and
Yeah.
there's an imperfection that you
Oh,
find
right.
endearing, yeah,
Oh, I get it.
something like that.
Oh, that's okay. I got it.
So it's not necessarily finding happiness in the perfect.
Right, because nobody is
Open your
perfect.
horizons to find happiness in other things, you know.
Okay. I got it. Took a moment, but thank
Oh my
you.
God, thank you, Sandra Wisdom,
Yes.
making Pasquale smarter every minute.
I just hope I don't forget it, but thank you.
You don't write these down and put them and you plaster them on
I've
your
got them.
room.
No, I don't have a wish list like that. No, I have them on my. No, I don't. Let's just say I don't. I try to remember them.
Very nice.
Doing good. Hey,
You
did you
try
see?
to live by them,
I
right?
live by. Did you see the Met Gala the other night?
No.
I didn't watch it. I watched clips afterwards, and some of the gowns were like see-through. It's like, I don't need to see your butt. But you know, these girls are just incredible. And some of them couldn't even walk properly in them.
They have to be. Did you see? I did see Lady Gaga's
I
gown.
didn't see hers. No, how was
Oh, it was
hers?
like a. It's like she was wearing a cake.
You're kidding. I have to Google it later. No, I didn't see.
Yeah, I
No,
mean
but
it does. It's you know they're going for the dramatic, the wowing, the awe-inspiring. But if you can't walk in it, what's the point of it?
my question is, how do you sit in these things? Because some of them were so tight, you just, lay down on the chair or something. It's so stupid. It really is. I mean, just give me the good old days of when the women look like gorgeous in their long gowns. You know, it's just, you don't
The
need
good
this.
old days. You in the good old days. You sound like an old curmudgeon. The good old days.
Know, some of the
What, a
ladies really.
World War II days?
Hey, don't get me started.
Don't get me started.
But anyway, those days were nice. The women looked beautiful. Anyway,
Well,
all
I
right.
did not see any of that except I just on Facebook it was a picture of her.
No, I'm gonna have to Google it later.
Okay,
So,
so are you ready for a travel tip from Eric
sure.
the Travel Mensch?
Bags are packed.
All right. Take an extra credit card and ATM card when you travel. Having your bank card details stolen can suck, but especially if it happens when you are visiting a foreign country. If your card gets frozen, stolen, or the ATM machine eats it, you're screwed. Unless you happen to carry backup cards, which you keep separate from your wallet. This way, if your wallet gets stolen or your MTA card, ATM card gets declined, you are still able to have access to money during your travels.
That's a
Good
good one.
one. Thank you, Eric Rode, the travel niche.
But it's so true not to keep all cards, and I do, in one
I
wallet.
know. Yep.
I just do, and it's, you can get pickpocketed. It's, you don't realize it how
Well,
quick.
as we know, when we were in Ireland, Eric got pickpocketed, but luckily he didn't have all his cards. He had very few cards in that wallet
Yeah.
because he keeps them in his phone wallet.
Oh, that was
But
smart.
it's also you should keep some in your by your luggage. You know, hide it in your luggage.
I know. It's incredible what these thieves go, what extent they go to find
If
our
they
car.
want to rob you, they're gonna rob you.
Yep. Exactly.
So
Exactly.
thank you, Eric Rode. You're not just a pretty face. You're a pretty face that doesn't get me flowers, but you're still not. You're just a
Tulips.
pretty face. You're
Tulips, to be
smart too.
exact.
What?
Tulips. We want tulips.
Tulips, yellow tulips, my favorite in the whole world.
That'll be nice.
Very nice.
All right. Well, thank you, Eric.
So I went to my surgeon
Yeah.
yesterday. I saw him
Oh.
and I got the card that says this woman has a knee replacement so you can go through the airports.
Oh, okay.
But he did say, you just tell them they're not gonna, you know. But
Yeah.
I like to have, you know, I like to have proof.
Okay. I don't blame you. You don't want to be strip searched.
I know. So I'm a card carrying knee replacement woman.
But wait a minute, is there metal in there now? There is metal.
Yes, titanium.
Oh, so that's metalish. Okay. All right. So then you will beep, get beeped.
Right. If I went to the regular one, I would get beat.
Correct, correct. All right. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
So I have some breaking news.
Oof. All right. Come on. Give it to me.
On June 6th, 2024, for lunch, I'm going on a blind date.
Wow, what? Who set this up?
It just happened from my cousin Donna. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Donna. Oh my God, what's the guy like?
His name is the same as the person that I was with for 28 years. So
Oh
I've got to work
no,
on.
is that going to be a downer for you?
I don't know. I'm just not in the mood of that name, but it is what it is, you know? So anyway, the person lives in Florida. Actually, he's a neighbor of my cousin Donna. Just moved in. They just got to know each other. And so she's like, oh, hey, I have a cousin. So he's coming to Connecticut in June, the first week. And
Oh.
so I texted him this morning because we just got the information and he replied back immediately. I'm like, oh, that's attentive. That's good. So we set a lunch date for June 6th.
Oh, congratulations. You will keep us all
Yeah.
posted.
I don't know what he looks like. He's just blonde, tall. He's a little younger than I, but now, of course, at my age, everybody is. So we'll
How
see.
old is he?
60.
Oh, okay. No, it's not
Not
that
too
bad.
bad. No, at least we're both in the same decade now. So, yeah, so we'll see how it goes. If not, we'll have a nice lunch.
That's it. You are so charming and gentlemanly like. I'm very excited that. Good on Donna for
Yeah.
recognizing that. Yeah.
She was looking for me. So, again, I wasn't looking for anything, but, so I want to get a little tan before I go.
Of course, you need
Juicy.
a little color.
I need a little bit of color to get a little
Well,
color.
very exciting times for a name that shall not go mentioned.
No. So somebody put the word new in front of the name, though. So it's going to be the new
New blank.
name. Yeah. So that was funny. I never thought of that. So I'll start saying that when I introduce the person. This is the new so and so. Anyway, all right, that's my breaking news. I'm sticking to it.
Wow, that's very exciting. We're all
Yes.
excited for you. I know our whole listening audience is sending you good vibes
Getting
towards
them from Colombia and India.
That's right.
Doing
Everybody
it.
around the world is sending you a big hug.
I know.
You should be so happy. Gega zin t'hey. I love
Thank
it.
you. Thank you. Thank you. And I think you're right. Desi Arnaz Jr. is not dead.
Oh. Now you're fact checking our fact checker.
I Googled it and Wikipedia came up and shows that he's still alive. They don't have him dead yet.
Leave the man alone. What do you mean dead yet? He's only 71. He's my
I know.
age.
I know. I mean, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I thought he was dead. So he's still alive.
I know. So you got him up now. You upgraded him to alive but out.
Thank you, Lisa. She's right. I just didn't want to accept. If he's dead, he's dead, but he's not.
No, he's quite alive.
Right.
And he didn't call you yet to give you guff about that.
No, I know. Sorry about that, Desi Junior.
Wow.
All right, just wanted to share that. Now we can move on.
Yeah, so I'm walking around without a cane, and I even went shopping, food shopping.
Without, did you use the machine though, the little cart?
No, I walked with a cart.
Okay.
I'm walking around fine,
Congratulations. That's
Thank
excellent.
you.
So
It
you're
was
back.
5 weeks last Monday, so.
Okay, but now when you're walking, is there pain?
No, it's only painful if I'm sitting a while and then I go to get up, it gets painful. There is a little tiny bit of pain, but
Will
not
that go
what it
away?
was.
But is it going to go away?
Yes. So I haven't started physical therapy yet. I start on the 15th when this airs.
Okay.
So, because I just went for what are they, an evaluation. They evaluate you for
Right.
physical therapy. I guess they have to see if you really need it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm very happy for you. So now you still can't travel, except
No,
go
I'm
to.
traveling.
You can't get on an airplane yet, can you?
Well, I'm at the end of this month, we're getting on an airplane.
Oh, you can at least. Okay. But you're not
So we
doing.
even talked to the doctor, but it's, of course. But I said to Eric, the first trip, I think I'm going to ask for a wheelchair just in case. Because, if I'm feeling pain, whatever, that's not going to help anybody.
No. But when are you going to be doing your therapy? How many days a week?
3 times a week. So before the trip, I should have 3 sessions under me.
Okay. But then when you come back, you're going to continue the
Of
therapy.
course, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm very happy for you. You look great. You don't have
Thank
like
you.
pain look in your face. Before it was just.
Yeah, you could tell I was in pain and I'm sitting at my desk chair. It's
Right.
not hurting.
No, I'm very happy for you. Congratulations. Good news. Good news all around.
Yeah, good news all around. So see how we are?
Yes. All right. So
Wow, breaking news. I can't get over it.
I know it just happened. I just got that information yesterday, and today we texted. So now we have to wait less than a month. Today's the 15th is there, so less
So
than a
you're not
month.
going to talk to him on the phone?
Nope. I didn't call him. I just texted him. You know, young kids just text today.
But he's not young. He's 60. Young kid. You know, you're too. So, oh, I see. You're saying you're the young kid. I get
They said you were slow.
it. Yeah. Well, it's so funny, you know, that people never leave voice messages anymore.
Right.
It's a thing of the past. But it's so funny. I was always annoyed with the voice messages.
Oh, I didn't mind the voice messages, but I just thought, oh, I didn't know if you're going to catch this person. Let me
Yeah.
text, make it easier. If he's busy, he's at the store. And
But
I
if you
wrote.
think about where we've come from, how the heck did we ever meet up with anyone before cell phones?
I know. I tell you, when I watch movies and like somebody's getting attacked or something, or they have to do something, it's like, call your cell phone, use their cell phone, and then like, all right, this is, last century. And it's like, no, nothing happened.
I mean, somehow we found each other whenever, like when we traveled, Eric and me, we found each other, like he would, you know, go off somewhere.
What
But
I'm
way
amazed.
back when, how did we meet up
Yeah.
and, you know, and find the people at the right time?
It's just the way it was. I just didn't think anything of it. You just did it, no matter what. Ask people along the way, how do you get to here? How do you get there? And
I know.
just did it.
You just did it,
Well,
like driving without GPS.
I don't know how I could have done it before. Well, you had maps. I remember being
You
a
had
kid.
maps and, you know, directions. I was always good with the directions, but yeah,
But
you
that's
just
different.
had to figure it out.
Right. But I mean, just even going local and where I live sometimes in Stamford, I don't know the street. And you just plop it in and just boom, I get there. Yeah,
I
we're
know
very
it gets
spoiled.
to the point where you're so used to it that you know. You don't want to go anywhere without the GPS, but you know, you're not using those parts of your brain.
No, we're going to be just, mush up there in a few more years.
Yeah, I mean, if you
But
don't
yes.
use your brain,
No, and there's just so much Sandra wisdom you can get.
there's just so much Sandra wisdom. I mean, Sandra wisdom is very good, but she can't fix all of us. Well, maybe there is power in Sandra wisdom, and she can fix all of us.
It's one person at a time.
That's right. Are you fixable?
I'm the one person at a
You're
time.
the one person at a time.
The miracle child.
And our listener, she's fixing all of us.
I know. I know. We appreciate that, Sandra.
Thank God. Yes. So that's the. So I was thinking about Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm getting annoyed with Facebook.
People do. They go on and off.
I know. The thing is that it becomes like an echo chamber.
Yeah. I get it.
And, you know, unfortunately, you know, I just don't have that gene that could care about all this stuff.
You don't want to know what somebody ate the night before?
No, I don't. And the picture of it, I don't really care.
You're not having dinner with them, I don't care.
I mean, thank God that they have friends that they're going out, but why do I need to know every single minute of their night and everything they put in front of their face? I don't like that.
I know. So take a little time out.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take so all those people out there that are my Facebook friends know that I'm taking some time off.
Sometimes people put a little note on Facebook. You know what I mean? Just to say that.
But
I've seen.
that's the, my pet peeve. Like, you got to tell them everything.
Well, that's
I
why they
mean,
want
the hell with it.
to.
Mind your own business. It doesn't matter what I'm doing.
Just to say, well, in case people wonder where you are, because people might not see you and they're like, oh, is she okay? Well, then reach out, I guess. They should reach out.
I guess
Well, you do you. That's all.
I am going to do it. I'm being Fleece's spaghetti. I'm nitpicking that.
I got it. I got that. So, can I ask you an Evelyn Google?
Oof. Okay. I don't know. Well, we had Sandra Wisdom already, so maybe I'm smarter than I look. Okay.
This is going to be an interesting one. I'm going to try to say it correctly. So, picture an elephant. When an elephant is drinking their water, how do they breathe? How does an elephant drink water?
Well, I think they could breathe through their mouth too. So they slop it up with their trunk, and they dump it in their mouth. I mean, it's not minutes, it's seconds. So I'm sure they don't drop dead from not having, and their mouth is open so they're able to breathe. So what's the true story?
Okay, so they use their snout to get the water, and then he sprays it into the mouth. So that's how they get the water in their mouth. But they don't drink through their nose, which we know. They breathe through their nose and the mouth. So they do that. You are 100% right. You're right. Did I say it right?
Yeah, so their nose is part of
Right,
the trunk.
because you see, when I see them slopping up that water, I'm like, oh my God, they can't breathe. But they just pick it up quickly to throw it in their mouth, but they can
Yeah.
breathe through their mouth. And it's like
It's
a
like when
human.
you have a cold and your nose is stuffed up, you could still drink.
Right. But we also breathe through our nose. I mean, our mouth.
Yeah, so do they.
So do they. But the interesting fact is they drink about 440 pounds of water a day.
Really?
Is that possible?
Well, if it says it, I
It's
don't know.
one
I never
liter. It's,
interviewed an
yeah.
elephant. That's
I
a
don't know.
lot of water.
No, that's a hell of a lot of water. But anyway, they
How
drink
do
a
they
lot.
find that in the savannas that they
They
come
say
to?
1 liter is 2.2 pounds, and they go 2.2 times 200. I don't know. I was confused on that. I needed more Sandra wisdom on that one. But anyway, you got it right on the Evelyn Google for the elephant, because I was curious. I had to do a little investigating. Thank you. I
You're
just
very
want to.
welcome. You know, I try to be as smart as I can.
You be good. You are good. And that's it.
And that's it. Well, so it looks like it's perfect timing because we're almost done with the show.
One quick thing.
Yeah.
Harry did not see Charlie when he was there in London. And Charlie did not make him any time to see his son.
Really, Harry and Charlie are still not speaking?
They said Charlie could have found time even at breakfast. I can't imagine a world like that you can't see your son, or you know what I mean? You just.
I mean, you got to criticize him. It's his son. He should go see his son.
And he's got cancer. We don't know what he has, but I just thought that was interesting that he literally didn't make time for him. He's really ticked at him.
Yeah. Look
Yeah,
at the
he's
pen
really.
I'm using.
Oh, I love that pen. That's got my everybody. That's my William Ravis real
With your
estate.
face on it.
Got a face on it.
So you're always looking at me when I, even when I'm writing.
Oh, how
You're
nice.
judging me every minute of the day.
Well, listen, everybody, have a great week. Love you all.
Yes.
And I'm pretty good. You good?
I'm good. All right, guys.
Have a great
Ciao,
week.
y'all.
Ciao, ciao. Have a nice one.